It's good to be here. Appreciate the Lord. He is greatly to be praised, and just an honor to have you in the service one more time. Isaiah chapter 41. Praise God. 41 verse 10. Fear now not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Lord. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish, and thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them, even them that contendeth with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I am the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Let's pray. Father, today, thank you for this service today, Lord. Touch lives, we pray. Today, strengthen us, anoint us to preach your word. Lord, we pray a special anointing upon the remainder of this service. Lord, if it be one that doesn't know you, we pray, God, speak to their hearts this morning. Lives be changed. Lord, we praise you. Lift up those that might be downtrodden and going through the valley of despair. Lord, strengthen this day, we pray. And we'll give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. Today, preaching on the subject of this, the spirit of fear or the spirit of faith. We saw what God can do. We heard the testimony of Sister Tyner speaking about Brother Barney and was sick, and God just come on the scene and touched his life. And I believe the Lord deserves another hand clap and praise for that this morning. Praise God. Amen. God is just a blessing, isn't he? He just does things for us, even when we don't deserve it. Someone must say, I don't deserve being saved. None of us deserve the blessings that God gives us. But somehow, you know, sometimes we just receive those even unjustly. But God loves us in such a way that he gives us blessings. And the spirit of fear, now I'm going to ask my wife. She held on to this scripture, and I flipped over real quick. I think it's in Timothy, Paul talking to Timothy, if I remember correctly. Quote that scripture for us about the spirit of fear.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind.
Power and love and a sound mind. How many is glad for that? Now, my wife held on to that scripture when she was going through some very difficult times in her life, Brother Frank. I tell you, folks, sometimes it's difficult for the spirit of faith to take control when the spirit of fear is trying to take control. Now, I don't know why we're going this direction this morning, but this is what God has put on my heart this morning to preach to you. But I'm a firm believer that God is able. He said, I'll go with you. I'll not leave you. Praise God. Now, how many believes that there is a power of prayer? You believe that prayer changes things. Praise God. Prayer changes things and works when nothing else will. And praise God, it doesn't matter. Prayer doesn't look at your denomination, doesn't look at your belief, doesn't look at your political stand, looks at none of those things. Prayer is a cry to God, and he listens. Praise God. He hears our prayers. And somebody said, I've been praying for years and God's not answered. Paul prayed, had a thorn in his side, and he prayed that God would move that thorn. And if there ever was a godly man, for some reason, God didn't do that. He said to him, he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. Now, we look at our world situation as we live in today, and it might be easy for us to say, you know, fear. We mentioned, other folks have mentioned to us about our young people and what kind of world that they will be coming into. And we mentioned during our Sunday school class about how that the Bible will be fulfilled. And you start reading in Revelations, and folks, if you don't know the Lord, fear can grip you pretty quick. And the good thing is that for those that are trusting in him, he said he'll go with us. And as this word begins to be fulfilled, I believe that our faith is put to the test. I've had conversations just last week with different folks, and one in particular was talking to me about how come everything is going wrong, and why is this going wrong? And the question was, why? And folks, the question is not to ask why, It's to ask ourselves, are we going to really have the spirit of faith? Because what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if I can see it, it's easy to believe it. How many knows that? If you can see it, doesn't take faith to believe. But maybe we're here today and we talk about those that are Christians and those that are maybe unbelievers or maybe believers and have not really trusted Lord and surrendered. Brother Frank, it makes it easy for the spirit of fear to grip us. I told this one that I was talking to this last week, and they were very distressed about some situations happening in their home and around their family and things along that line. And I said, look, here's what we're going to have to do, is recognize this, that God is able and he knows what's happening even before it happens. How many knows that? God knows. You say, preacher, this happened to me and that happened to me. And I want to tell you something. God's not up in heaven thinking, ooh, my, I didn't know that happened to William today. Now, we find, I'll just touch real lightly on the situation at the school that William's been talking about and they've been debating about. Is it okay if I just touch on it real quick? And you may want to touch on it some here a little bit. I don't know. But what has happened is this. Recognize this. There is a devil out there, and he don't like you. Doesn't like you. Especially when you stand up and say, I will not compromise this word. Then what happens is he don't like it. They had a debate, was going to do some talking on Friday, and what has actually happened from what I can gather is it's kind of caused some riff in the school a little bit. These believe this. These believe that. So what's that mean, preacher? Is it time to say, well, okay, we don't say anything? It's not time to cause trouble, but it's time to stand. What about the spirit of fear? What about the spirit of faith? The spirit of faith puts us in a position like this, that when we come up, Brother Frank, to the Red Sea, and we say, how can we make it? How many's ever been there? How can I make it? I can tell you there's not but one way to make it, and that's by the grace of God. We look and we say, how are we going to make it in these end times? And maybe fear begins to grip you and you worry about your money and your 401k and things along that line and things that will happen. What about your job? I'm here to tell you, there is nothing stable in America. Bad news for you, right? Nothing stable. I work for a company that's very, very stable and very secure, and my wife does the same, and all the, as far as the secular world would be, you'd think that you've got everything by the handle. You know, everything's going great. But I want to tell you something. Tomorrow, all those things could change. But folks, I don't live my life in fear. I make a choice today to serve him no matter what comes my way. And too many times, we're distracted by what people do, by what people say. The comment was made to William that you had to compromise and be tolerant. Is that basically what was said? This was some teaching staff that, if you boiled it down to it, without getting into details, I think the platform of this administration, some of them, when you start talking about the truth of the word, it contrary to what they are supporting. So what happens then? Then you're resisting something there. I'm talking about the spirit of fear being overcome and superseding the spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Brother Barney, I feel all right about this, don't you? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. He's feeling good, isn't he? Why? Because God's on his side. What happens to us? Let's give the Lord another hand clap and praise. I tell you what, God is so good. We're looking at this and saying, how can we stand and how are we going to make it? How's this going to happen and how's that going to happen? It's time that we begin to realize this, that we're in a warfare, we're in a battle, and I can tell you this one thing, the devil doesn't want you serving God. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the devil don't want you knowing him. If you're born again, blood-bought child of the King, the devil wants to distract you and get something in your mind and in your heart to distract your walk with God. I'm here to say it's time that we stand up, no matter what the odds look like, and win this battle. I thought the other night, basketball game took place, and the team was shorthanded, and there was a comment made. Now, I tell you what, if I could make this comment and spur you on to serve God, I'd make it. Comment was made about the ball game the other night. Somebody said, I want to go down and watch that game. Comment was made, oh, they're going to get beat by 40. Don't waste your time. And some of those that were on the team heard this, Roy. They heard this comment. So they're announcing the team. And I say, you're like that much. There's one more boy about that much taller than William. And the rest of them go down size-wise. Sister Donna Faye, they announced that team. Out come one like this. Out come one like that. Out come one like this. And as they're warming up, the big boy, which we like to refer to him as Goliath, he dunks the ball, walks across the line, and stares across to the runts over there. The little boys that's going to get beat. And as they look at it, and I'm thinking, oh, dear Lord, this ain't going to be pretty. I wasn't the one who said he's going to get beat by 40. So that comment was heard before, and when they was in the locker room, this ruddy boy here said, look, they say we're going to get beat by 40. And I won't say who said that. And that kind of spurred him on a little bit. Well, to make this long story short, when the buzzer blew, five of those boys on that team, and this coach, Michael, he'd pick up and he'd go like that. Five more jump up, just like the five on the court. Now, I'm not exaggerating this. And some of them was even bigger. Brother Wendell, they'd hit that court, and here are these poor little five boys out there just running up and down the court. Long story short, they had a desire to win that game. And whenever those four quarters of the last buzzer blowed, the score was 75-70. And the little ruddy boys that shouldn't have won, that had the spirit to survive and to win, they won. And you've lived your life and you say that there's no way you can serve God. It's time you quit looking at the circumstances and quit looking at the giants and say, praise be unto God who causes me, always causes me, to triumph through Christ Jesus. It does not matter what the circumstances look like. It doesn't matter you've had cancer. It doesn't matter you went through this. It doesn't matter you went through that. Praise God. It doesn't matter that you've got a temperature of 103 degrees. Praise God. Up in years. Weak in body. Praise God. We're still serving a God. He said, I'll go with you. Be not dismayed. Don't let fear grip your heart. Praise God. You are an overcomer by the word of your testimony. Somebody listen to me this morning. Praise God. Don't let the spirit of fear grip your heart, but let the spirit of faith rise up in you and recognize it doesn't matter your size. It doesn't matter your ability. It matters who you put your trust in. You put your trust and confidence in the world and your money and your bank account, you will have fear grip you. But praise God, I'm like Sister Geneva. I've come to the conclusion I'll never leave here with a bunch of CDs and money market accounts. So why worry about it? Anybody with me? I've often made the comment about preaching funerals. I've never preached a funeral, and the hearse have a U-Haul behind it. It's always been whoever's in that casket. You know, most of the time, they don't even leave rings or anything else like in there. They just kind of leave out there with their clothes that's on them. Are you with me? This morning, I'm talking about the spirit of fear gripping men's hearts. Now, I don't know who this is for, but I'm here to tell you this morning, God's not give us a spirit of fear. He's give us a spirit of love and a power and a sound mind. So what's that mean to me? You may be standing out there today and you see a Goliath in your life, but I'm here to tell you it only takes one smooth stone to bring a giant down. Oh, you say God doesn't work like that no more. My God's not changed. He's not concerned. He didn't wake up the other day and say, well, Barney Doyle's in trouble down there. I didn't know that happened. He knew all the time when that fever began to get Brother Barney's life. He knew, praise God, when the doctor come in and said you got cancer. He knew when God was standing on the throne and prayer changes things. God knows exactly when you call out to him. He hears your call. What about faith? Faith supersedes fear. Faith overcomes fear. David ran to the battle. If you'll take time to read that back in Samuel, David ran to the battle. He said, is there not a cause? Brother Frank, he saw what the Goliath was doing to the church, doing to the children of Israel. He said, is there not a cause? Now, could I say this morning? Is there not a cause for us to stand up and preach what's right, preach what's the truth, and stand on the Word of God? Can we say, is there not a cause for this? I'll stand, praise God, if He gives me the strength and the right mind. If I ever find myself compromising and saying, well, just maybe you can live that lifestyle and it be all right, folks. I'm here to tell you, homosexuality is a sin. Fornication is a sin. Adultery is a sin. If you hate your neighbor, he said, you might as well be as a murderer. Praise God, church. It's time that we get back and serve God and not allow fear to grip our hearts. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and praise. It's time we stand for the truth of the Word. As was shared in our Sunday school class, and I grew, revelations will be fulfilled. For those that maybe weren't in here, revelations will be fulfilled. There will be a catching away of the saints. There'll come a time, and I don't know how all it's going to come down. If you think you do, you're probably not right. Don't mean to discourage you. Even John Hagee might not know everything that's going to happen. He's got a great more insight than I do about what's happening. But there is a God that knows more. And I'm sure he would admit to that for sure. Love Brother Hagee. And we find revelations will come. There'll come a time that we'll have to, if we're still here, God forbid, folks will have to make a decision on whether to take a mark of the beast, whether we're going to be able to go get something to eat. There again, 25 years ago, how could that happen? There, in 2008, it's very easy to see how that chip could be put under your hand, on your forehead, where they could scan it. You don't go anywhere anymore, hardly at all, unless you want to go to Stubbs Grocery and not be scanned. Thank God for Stubbs Grocery. You can buy a sandwich, and they will go over there and pick up the rotary phone and dial a phone number. They've not changed with everything out there. And don't scan one thing. But folks, in reality, it is coming. It will happen. So don't let fear grip you. Serve the Lord. If there ever was a time for us to serve God with our whole heart, no matter what our denomination is, no matter what we really believe, but the Word of God, it's time, and it's high time that we serve Him. Because if I don't trust Him, and I don't believe that we can, as these boys thought the other night, because there's a devil out there snickering and laughing, saying, you're going to lose. There's a movement out there trying to destroy the family. That's the devil. That movement's in our schools. That movement's in our work. That movement's everywhere. The devil is out to steal, to kill, and destroy. But don't let fear grip you. Let the spirit of faith rise up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as he said, if you don't bend, you don't bow, you're going to be thrown in the fire furnace. They said, that's all right. Come on, King. That don't matter to me. I'll put it in my Arkansas terms. You just do what you got to do, King. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm serving the God that's able to bring me through this fire. If He don't bring me through this fire, my life is gone like that. Amen. I'll step over into glory land. But if, praise God, somebody this morning, it doesn't matter what the world does, if they come and proclaim through that door, Brother Frank, and say, there's no way you can preach about the sin of this world. I'm going to stand up and say, I cannot compromise the Word. If you throw me in jail, praise God, I'll have a captive audience there. Hello? 500-something people in the Boone County Jail been born again, been saved because of the Word of God. Boy, that's shouting ground there. I've got to hear some of those give their personal testimonies. Pastoring churches, life sentences been changed, preaching the gospel, changing lives through the Word. Don't let the spirit of fear grip you, but let the spirit of faith. My God, my Savior. Faith can move mountains. How many knows that? When things go wrong in your life, don't be concerned, don't be scared, don't be fearful, but trust in God. Now, I'm here to tell you, if you don't trust in God, you've got good reason to be fearful. Hello? We live in a day today that discord, fussing, feuding, hatred. I got to say it. Even in families. It's time that we get right with God. Are you with me? Let's get a little deeper here. Mark 11:23. If you don't forgive, won't be forgiven. I didn't make that up. Talk to the man that wrote that down in red. That wasn't me. What's that mean? That means it's time that we get back to God and say, I won't allow. See, what happens is this. When we allow these things as a Christian to come into our lives and grip us and affect us, it affects everything about our lives. Are you with me? Then fear begins to grip us. Then the wrong walk begins to grip us. Then we begin to talk different. Then we begin to think different. Are you hearing me this morning? It's time that we get back. If you've got a bridge to mend, I'm going to tell you right now, you better mend it. Woo, preach it, preacher. We can't make heaven with unforgiveness. Woo, shout now with me. Glory to God. Preacher, you don't know what's happened. I know what's happened. The devil's out to steal, to kill, and destroy. Are you hearing me? He's out to lie, deceit, and cause problems. Anybody with me this morning? I'm talking about letting the spirit of fear grip your heart in such a way that it affects your Christian walk. How many wants your Christian walk to be affected? Anybody? No, sir. I want to walk close to God, don't you? Running out of time. Spirit of faith or the spirit of fear? Praise God. Let's look. We're expecting things. I want to close just in a minute. Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation, my hope, that is nothing that I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, and now also Christ shall be magnified in my own body, whether it be by my life or by death. An expectation is a part of our faith. How many expects God to move when you pray? Is anybody hearing me this morning? Oh, this is touching somebody. I can feel that resistance right now. That's all right. Praise God. Truth doesn't change this word. This word is truth. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when he tries to cause a problem and cause a rift and cause a division, that's not God. Woo! Feel something now. God's not a part of, God is not an author of confusion. But we are. I know how you feel, son, about resistance. I feel it right now. Doesn't change God's word. Truth is truth. Are you with me? Can you still smile at me? You know, the bad thing is, you got to love me. Oh, you got to love me, like it or not. We got to love one another. That actually is a commandment. That's not a multiple choice. That is a commandment. How many knows that? Oh, but preacher, you don't know what they've done to me. I don't care what they've done to you. It doesn't matter. It matters that our relationship with God is right, and put those things behind us, because I'm here to tell you, when we step over in glory, we're not going to look back and think about one thing somebody said. We're not going to look back and feel sorry for ourselves. Elijah was a man. This one particular person, I've had a lot of talking this week. This one particular person that talked with me said, why is all these things going wrong? Why is this happening? And I said, you know, look at this. It's an opportunity to either step up or stumble. How many wants to step up? Son, this is an opportunity to step up or stumble. It's time we step up and say, praise God. I'm up on this rock. My foot's on the rock. My name's on the roll. Praise God. Doesn't matter what's going on around about me. I'm serving a God that's able, and He's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatsoever I should think or ask. And I will not allow these things to hinder me. Well, I might as well hit it one more time. An expectation of victory. I know time is slipping. Praise God. An assurance that we're going to make heaven our home. An assurance that we're going to strengthen our brother. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed. For I know whom I believe, and I am persuaded that I am able to keep that which is committed unto Him against that day. Are you convinced and are you committed to keep that? I'm going to say something else that might not be politically correct. It's time that you are convinced and persuaded, because if you're not, the devil will destroy your life. I'm persuaded that I'm not going to let something somebody does or somebody says to affect my walk with God. Has anybody been persuaded for that? Hello? Well, that's a good little clap. Now let's give the Lord a real hand clap and praise for what He can do. You see, you can't change people, but you can change yourself. Woo, let's get one more little comment here before you throw something at me. I wish I had some of Sister Marty's statistics on this, but I'm going to throw one out there. And this, I don't have any kind of support to this, but I'm going to say over, 80% of the time when things are going wrong and you blame somebody else, if you look back to the real root of it, it's probably your fault. I'm still going to need to preach to that section over there, Brother Barney. Do I say these things to hurt you? Do I say these things to offend you? No. I'm saying these things because God's word is true. An expectation of victory. Praise God. And He will do that. Let's look at one more scripture. There's something happens also when we walk in the spirit of faith in Psalms 85. I'll read that real quick in closing. We could get a song ready. Psalms 85. You see, here's what happens. The spirit of fear produces things in your life. It produces doubt and unbelief, to say a few. It produces unbelief. It produces discord. But the spirit of faith produces some things also. Let's look in 85 verse 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Let's stand. The spirit of faith produces victory in your hearts. Without God being the center of our lives, those things can't happen. Praise God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, today, thank You for this service. Thank You for Your blessings. Lord, I pray, God, if there's one that maybe doesn't know You, Lord, speak to their hearts this morning in the service. Lord, we recognize the uncertainty of this world. We recognize the fear that could grip our hearts in the future. And Lord, we want to praise You for the spirit of faith. Lord, I pray, God, stir our hearts. And in spite of what the devil says, we are overcomers. We are able to do those things and serve You as they begin to play today. If you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus, would you come? Would you come? Praise God. Is there one? Praise God. Oh, but I do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How about the battles of life? Are they strong? Are they bearing down on you? Jesus is your strength. Spirit of faith puts you in a position to win the impossible. To be at home, needing God to move. Praise God. How about your relationship as you're there pondering? What about your relationship with the Lord? It's the one. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This altar's open. If we pray with Brother Jerry, God's hearing his cry right now. Feel free to come to this old-fashioned altar. Praise God. Let's lift our hands and praise him, would you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Are there others needing prayer? Feel free to come. How about your relationship with the Lord? Is everything okay? If not, this would be a good time, a good place.
It will be worth it all.
Let's agree back.
When I cross
Let's give the Lord a hand clap and praise this morning. It's victory. Victory in Jesus. Praise God. Do a key of G. Friends, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it brings me to my knees. For there's a place where all my loads will lighten. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. If these feeble hands of faith could only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, and if He'll slip His nailed, scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Very soon now, I'll reach that hill called Golgotha. I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of His blood touches me, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Let's sing it, church. If these feeble hands of faith could only reach out, if He'd slip His nailed, scarred hand into my hands, could I have some prayer warriors, please? I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Very soon now, I'll reach that hill, Golgotha. Touch your life. I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. Come on, church, help us reach out. And if one precious drop of His blood touches me, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Come on, church, let's agree right now. If these feeble hands of faith could only reach out, keep reaching out to the dawn, through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, hallelujah to the Lamb. If He'll slip His nailed, scarred hand into my hand, hallelujah, I'll be all right. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad, church, we have a Savior? We have a Father that cares. We can bring it to Him. Lord, here it is. I can't carry this long. I need you to help me. I need your strength. Praise God. Praise God. He'll be right there. He'll help us. He'll strengthen us. Praise God. Rest assured, He'll never fail us. He'll never fail us. And if these feeble hands of faith could only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, all they can. If these fingers nailed start into my hand, hallelujah, I'll be all right. Soon as I touch Calvary. How many's glad that Calvary is accessible for us? We can come to this altar. We can come in our home, wherever we might be. And we're serving a God that cares. He knows the load that we carry. He knows the burden that we have. He knows the battle that we face. Praise God. Amen. God is so good, isn't He? So cry to Him. Call to Him wherever you're at. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be all right as soon as we touch Calvary. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and praise today for victory. He is a wonderful God. I'm so thankful that we serve a Lord, that we can come and have a need. You know, this is what's so great about God. And as a pastor and a preacher, I don't have to have any idea what your need is when you come to this altar, because we're serving a God that knows all things. He knows your need before you come. Praise God. And I'm so thankful for that this morning. Appreciate you coming. Good to have our visitors with us. And amen. Be praying those that's been in the hospital, getting out. Praise God. It's been a busy week. And those are still home recouping and needing prayer. We have loved ones that are sick, needing God to touch, and just different ones needing prayer. And God's able to minister to these needs. So we appreciate you.